This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress may go forward with a second round of impeachment if Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet do not immediately remove President Trump from office. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Pelosi is challenging several cabinet members by name.
Are they ready to say, in the next 13 days, this dangerous man can do further harm to our country?
Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer say Pence and the cabinet should invoke the 25th Amendment to forcefully remove the president. If not, they say Congress may do it for them through impeachment. No cabinet members have publicly expressed support for removing him, though several are believed to be sympathetic to the idea. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao resigned today in protest of the Capitol attack. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. During remarks in Wilmington, Delaware on Thursday, Biden said people should not call the hundreds of Trump supporters who broke into the Capitol protesters.
They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
The House and Senate certified Biden's Electoral College win early Thursday morning after a violent throng of pro-Trump rioters spent hours Wednesday running rampant through the Capitol. One woman was fatally shot. Three others died of other sources. Windows were bashed and the mob forced shaken lawmakers and aides to flee from the building. An update on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.69%, the S&P added 1.48%, and the NASDAQ gained 2.56%. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Kluge, the WHO's regional director for Europe, pointed to the new challenges brought by the mutating virus.
Without increased control to slow its spread, there will be an increased impact on already stressed and pressurized health facilities.
Kluge says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. He says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant. Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. Veteran activist Leung Kwok Hung also served as a legislative council member for years and made a defiant exit, unfurling a banner that blasted the national security law. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. At least five civilians died and another five people were wounded in attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province on the outskirts of Lashkargah, the provincial capital. Authorities said Thursday that the casualties also included women and children. Officials were investigating to determine whether Wednesday's assault was an airstrike or some other type of attack. The attack happened on the day an Afghan negotiating team was in Qatar's capital of Doha to resume talks aimed at finding an end to decades of relentless conflict, even as violence has spiked across the country. The U.S. government's latest weekly jobless numbers show slightly fewer people seeking unemployment aid, but it's still a big number. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports 787,000 Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week. While that's a slight decline from the previous week, it's an indication many employers are still cutting jobs as the surge in coronavirus cases prompts tighter business restrictions and anxious consumers decide to stay home. The report comes a day before the government releases its December jobs report. Payroll processor ADP reported private employers eliminated 123,000 jobs last month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.